This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul says, "The Lord knows." The Lord knows, not you, not me. The Lord knows those who are his. It's up to him. I just need to be reminded of that. He's quoting from the Old Testament book of Numbers. The Lord knows those who are his. And then he says, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Question, do you confess the name of the Lord? Do you know what that means? You identify with him. You have said with your mouth, I do believe in him. And that's no small thing, by the way. Hopefully you confess your wife, if you're married. To confess your wife or your husband means you acknowledge them. Hopefully if you're married, you don't say, well, I'm not going to talk about my husband at all to anybody. I don't want anybody to know about him. I don't want anybody to know about my wife. You'd say, there's something wrong there. We confess those we say we love. And to confess the name means I believe in Jesus. And he said, everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. You know, wickedness is an interesting word because it means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. Meaning what? Every man in this room knows what's wicked that's going on in his life right now. And I don't have to tell you. I don't have to preach you a sermon. I don't have to read the riot act, and you know what it is. Every woman in this room knows what it is in her spirit, in the depth of her being, what would be described in before the Lord as wickedness. And Paul said, everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. What do you need to turn away from in your life this week? What do you need to turn away from this week? Joe Michael was an attorney in Louisiana for years. He talks about being in China, in Beijing, China, at a railway station, one of the many railway stations of Beijing. And he said in English, they had a sign that was sort of misleading in English, but he knew what they meant. Here's what the sign says. Your baggage will be forwarded in all directions. Now that's not too comforting if you're at an airport and you saw a sign, your baggage is going to go in all directions. You have no idea. That's not what it meant. What it meant was, wherever you go, that's where your baggage is going to go. You're going to this city in China, your bags will follow. Your baggage will be forwarded in all directions. Joe Michael, the attorney, said, isn't that true with life? Your baggage follows you. You change jobs, your baggage from your past follows you. You change spouses, your baggage follows you. You change communities, your baggage follows us. You change everything and stuff follows you. And it's only through the power of Christ that we can deal with the baggage. I hope you know that. The remedy with dealing with baggage issues in your life only, ultimately, is with Jesus Christ. Jesus was asked one time by the Pharisees, what's the work of God? What is it we're to do? And I think it might have been even a trick question because whatever Jesus said, well, why would you pick that? What should we do the work of God? And you know what Jesus said that left them speechless? Jesus said, believe in the one that he sent, me. You want to know the work of God? Believe in the one he sent, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's what we call people to. We call people in 2015 to believe in the Lord and believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. We call people to actually believe in this book. In a world where Ravi Zacharias is right, there's no certainty, there's no truth, there's no meaning. There is. It's in Christ and it's in God's word. Don't ever forget that.
Well, we close this message on Cross Hope with a powerful story tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.